This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, that lion boy's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio.
McMonagle here with you. I got you for 3 hours. Till the warm-up show at 5 a.m. We got Fleegs on the other side, and we're taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Live streaming on YouTube, as well as right here on The Fan on this now Tuesday morning game day. And we'll get to that. But we got to start with the New York Jets last night. And this coach and the performance of this team as they go to 0-4. As they fail and fall to the division rivals, the Miami Dolphins, 27-21. And, I mean, thankfully they brought in a coach who's going to clean up the nonsense. I mean, can you imagine if this team still had some of the same issues it had last year with all the losing here? Imagine if they still had the same problems of all the penalties. Imagine if they still had the same problems of turning the football over. Can you imagine if they still had the same problems of an offense that goes nowhere? Can you imagine? Thank God. Thank God they finally went out and hired a real football coach. Thank God they finally went out and brought someone who's going to bring in accountability. And he's going to stop all this pre-snap penalties. Thankfully, they brought in a coach who can tell us how windy it was on the AFC Championship game in 1998 and really do something for this franchise. If you're not picking up the sarcasm, I'm surprised because I'm laying it on pretty thick. That was an embarrassment of a game. What is going on? What is going on? I mean, thankfully, the Giants won on Sunday, and not taking bows for it, but just thankfully they did, because Darren Waller scoring 2 touchdowns would have sent all of us off the edge if the Giants didn't finally get us a freaking win. I mean, this team, 13 penalties and 3 turnovers. They're lucky this game is 6. 13 penalties, 3 turnovers, a quarterback they don't trust to throw the football. Oh, but he did have one hell of a 42-yard scamper for a touchdown. Great! Great. And let's be fair. This game was starting, if you're watching this game Monday night, it started in a manner in which, okay, the Jets, I shouldn't have mentioned the Giants. I'll get them confused in the open. That's my fault. The Jets are going right down the field, similar to the Giants opening drive, right down the field, running the football. Running the football right down the throat of this lousy Miami Dolphins defense. Lousy. And particularly in the defensive backfield. The one thing you could do against the Dolphins is throw the football, except the Jets don't do it. But they're running right down the field. They're going right down the field. They are about to put the ball in the end zone, and Allen fumbles, and from that moment on, he fumbles right as he's going in. It's a great defensive play, punching out. He's just about to fall across the line. And from that fumble on, you knew where this game was going. From that moment on, you knew how this game was going to end. And I mean, if it's not killer false starts, if it's not, you know, personal fouls, if it's not, you know, hitting Tua when he slides. And look, to be fair, I thought that he went kind of over Tua, and maybe that wasn't a fair penalty, but you know the guy has had a million concussions, and that you're going to, like, the one thing you can't do is hit Tua in a slide. They're going to call it a million times. And yet this coach, who we've all been told, and apparently, you know, every beat writer for the Jets is telling this, he's screaming at his team in the locker room before coming out and doing his press conference, is the same guy who tried to tell us last week that he's tired of hearing about the same old Jets, that this isn't the same old Jets, that this team is different, as he applauded them walking off the field as losers in Tampa last week. Like, every time you think they're going to build on something, right? After week one. See how well they played? That was an actual football game. They scored some points. It took a 60-yard field goal to beat them. There's a lot of positivity. There's a lot of things to build on with that first game. And then week two is a disaster against the Bills. Week three against Tampa Bay. Hey, didn't play well, but had the block field goal for a touchdown. Took the lead. We're dancing on the sidelines. We're applauding the effort as we walk off the field. We're talking about how, you know, it's changed. We're not the same old Jets. I'm tired of you talking about it. I'm tired of you bringing it up. Stop with it, because this team is different. I know we're 0-3. I know we haven't won yet, but this isn't the same old Jets. And then they come out against the Dolphins and lose in Miami for the 10th consecutive year. Let me just check my notes real quick. 10 in a row. Same old Jets. Same old Jets. Same number of penalties. Same number of turnovers. Same number at the end of the game. The other team with more points than the Jets. And, like, the Dolphins, Tua was wildly inaccurate at times. I thought he played, you know, he had some moments, obviously, but, like, they didn't play that well. And still you find a way to lose. That's what the Jets did last night. They found a way to lose. And look, there's a bunch of different things. And any time you turn the ball over three times. And any time, I mean, and the accountability is almost laughable. They cut Gibson because he fumbled in game one and cost them the game. They bring in Isaiah Williams. The dude fumbles in the kickoff coming out of the third quarter. And he's taking fair catches at the two-yard line with no one around him. No one around him. You get to this run game, Breece Hall looks like a dominant back the first couple weeks. Where is he? Where is he? Why is he not getting more run? Why, if you're going to be a run team, why are you not running the ball with Breece Hall more? Allen has not been as effective this year. I thought he was running the ball fairly hard to start the game. And because I know they run him at the goal line, I actually bet him anytime touchdown. I put out the tweet. That fumble cost me the anytime touchdown and the over all in one, although they ended up getting the over because they stink defensively. But, like, why is Breece Hall not being used more? You have two running backs. One's your quarterback, and God knows you don't let him throw. I mean, they don't trust the quarterback. 3rd and 5 in big spots. They're punting 4th and 10 when the defense hasn't stopped them all day. And when he's asked about it in the postgame, what does he tell you? Well, you know, the offense has really struggled. Yeah, I have no chance of getting 10 yards because I have a quarterback who can't throw. Yeah, he can pull off amazing runs. That's an incredible. It was a terrible play call on 4th down. He's able to stop on a dime, turn into the field, make 3 different guys miss. He's going left. He's going right. You can barely watch him. He's so shifty. You don't know which way he's going. And into the end zone, great. He's got great ability in that to pull off big time runs. He does. He has the ability to break a broken play. Doesn't just become, you know, running around for 35 seconds and then finally finding an open receiver. A broken play can become a 42-yard touchdown. Absolutely, and that's what tantalizes you to bring him in. And that's why you hope, because he can still throw the ball 70 yards, and because he's capable of 40-yard touchdown runs like that, you want to bring him in and see what he could be. We see what he can be, and you know what? They see what he can be, because on 3rd and 5 with the game on the line, when they're down 14 points, when they're down 17 points, they can't throw the football. It's great to have a run game. It's great to have an offensive line, and the offensive line played well in this game for the most part, if it's not for the penalties and stuff. They got some push. They were able to run the football, no doubt. But like when you're down 17 points in the third quarter, you can't win if you can't throw the ball, and they don't trust this dude to throw the football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They don't trust them to throw the football. And you've got a wide receiver in Garrett Wilson who is fantastic, who continually makes just incredible catches. Put the ball anywhere near him. He's got a defender's hand. He's going over the guy's back with both hands up. Somehow he manages to maintain possession, keep his feet in. That's an incredible play. That's an incredible hands, body control, awareness of where he is on the field. That's inherently spectacular. You can't teach that. He's got something. We saw it with the one-handed catch and the kind of the Michael Jordan, Air Jordan manipulation that he had last year in the end zone. Like, he is hands, body control, awareness, top level. Route running and separation, very good. Hands and body control in the air, top level. Get him the football. Get Breece Hall the football. And instead, they're running Allen, and they've got a quarterback who can't throw. And they're still turning the ball over three times and 13 penalties. That was one of the worst coach games I've, like, tell me the difference between Saleh and Bowles and Gase. Tell me where we see anything different. I know it's four games. He's going to get next year, too. And rightfully so. I don't believe in firing coaches off of 1 year, unless it's spectacularly bad. And again, we've been talking about this with Jackson Dart and my fear of the Giants losing all these games and drafting at the top. The Jets go winless. Jets win 1-2 games. Jets are drafting a top quarterback. Are you going to allow Muji and this coach to do it? Probably, but and then where are you next year with him on the hot seat? It's just a cycle of disaster for both these teams. But, like, tell me where this game was coached any better than what we've seen at all. And when you bring in a culture coach, and you bring in a coach and you talk about accountability and changing the franchise, it's not about, oh, he's going to transform the defense into something great, despite being a good defensive coordinator in Detroit. That's not what he, like, he wasn't brought in as a defensive savant who's going to, you know, shut down. He's going to turn this Jets defense into an absolute, you know, the 85 Bears as they thought they were a couple years ago. He was a coach who came in here because of his, you know, culture building skills and his accountability. He cuts the guy in returns. He cuts the kick returner because he fumbles. He brings in another guy. He fumbles and fair catches at the two. We're going to stop all the penalties. 13 penalties in this game. 13. And I know the last one was at the end of the game. I don't even know if you want to count that, but I will. 13. Where are they any better? Oh, you can't have Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, too much of a headache, too much of this. Can't have Aaron Rodgers. You don't want to actually throw the football. They have no belief in this passing game. They have no belief in Fields. There is nothing there. And I know he had the big touchdown run in the second half, and I know he threw the ball up for grabs, and it was caught by Garrett Wilson, incredible play. It's hard for me not to think that Tyrod Taylor gives this team a better chance to win. It's hard for me not to think that Tyrod Taylor should be the starting quarterback of this team because at least he can throw the football. And you can actually have a chance down 14 points in the second half to have an offense that can get the ball down the field relatively quickly and throw the ball and have an actual passing attack. Week one was an aberration. We are not going to see that from Justin Fields consistently. You know how I know? Because the Jets don't even try it against the terrible defense of the Miami Dolphins in the second half down 17, 14 points. And they're not even willing to try it. How could we expect to see it at all ever again in that moment if this team don't try it? This team is poorly coached. This team is lacking their ability to get the offensive weapons that they do have, the ball, penalties. The defense continues to, you know, 27 points to this Miami team. Now, I know they can be a threat, and unfortunately, the terrible, ugly injury to Hill. Now, dislocated knee. When I hear dislocated, it's that's probably better than, you know, broken bones, or I don't know how devastating that injury is, but man, his leg looked, that was terrible to see. No matter who got, yeah, it's just a terrible injury. Whatever team you root for, or whatever you think of Hill, terrible injury. And they lose their big-time weapon. And still, like, you know, they fumble on that opening drive, 96 yards the other way. Every time there was a turnover, they get the big touchdown off the touchdown run from Fields, right down the field for a touchdown for Miami. There wasn't an ounce of building any momentum. Their defense consistently doesn't allow the momentum to be held on to because they don't make a stop off of turnovers. They don't make a stop off of touchdowns. They right down the field. Penalties kill them. Penalties continue drives. Penalties 15 yards a clip. 13 penalties. This is what this coach was brought here for, and I've been saying this since he was hired. Not that I don't think he can bring accountability. Not that I don't think he can build a culture change. Because I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can. But here's the issue. When that's all you do, when that is your calling card, when that is why you are hired, when you're not an offensive guru who's going to develop Justin Fields into something special, at least that's the promise. I'm not sure that's possible, but you get my point. You hire a coach who's an offensive guru. You hire, you know, anyone connected to Sean McVay. Yeah, or you hire, I don't know. He was brought in here because he was going to build a culture. That is hard to manifest when you lose. Plain and simple. It's hard to get buy-in. It's hard to change. It's hard when you see the same things that the previous regimes gave you. It's hard to sell this on the fan base. It's hard to sell it to the players that a culture change is happening. Right? If you bring in an offensive guru and you lose football games, but hey, look, you know, we're seeing some things inside the offense. They're putting up some yards. They're putting up some touchdowns. If they could just fix the defense, there are things to buy into. What's to buy into when you're selling culture and accountability and you lose and you commit penalties and you commit turnovers and you look exactly the same? That's what he's selling. He's selling, we're not going to see this stuff. When you see it, what's to buy? That was an ugly performance. That is a poorly coached team through 4 weeks of his career. There's no other way to put it. And accountability, as great as it is, and as warm, a comfy blanket, we can all get under the covers and get under the blanket of accountability. It sounds so good, doesn't it? At least there's accountability. At least I know there'll be accountability. Where's the accountability? That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants that accountability. It's so warm and safe. Makes you feel good inside. It doesn't guarantee winning. And it certainly doesn't guarantee cutting out the same nonsense. Because we see it week in and week out. 0-4. Another dead season. Plain and simple, another dead season. And we'll see how he gets this team to respond on a dead season, because that's part of culture changing too. So we'll see. It's 4 weeks into his career. There's plenty of time for him to get better. There's plenty of time for this team to get better. In his words, right? Big ships move slow. He ain't going nowhere. He's got plenty of time. But through 4 weeks, what's the difference? What's the difference? Robert Saleh managed to win some games. Robert Saleh's defense, when he was the head coach, played a hell of a lot better than this defense. Robert Saleh won games with a worse quarterback, believe it or not, in Zach Wilson. That was an ugly loss. Ugly loss with the same issues that he was promising to fix. And if those persist, there's nothing to turn to. Well, at least we'll develop the young quarterback like the Giants have. Or at least, we're establishing an offensive game plan. Nope. He's here to cut down on the penalties. 13. He's here to cut down on the turnovers. 3. He's here to cut down on the mistakes throughout the entire game. What is there? Losing. Losing. That's what there is. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls real quick in the open. Mike in the Bronx. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. So I think my number one prediction today is that Garrett Wilson is going to be a big what if in NFL history. But I want to expand on the same old Jets, and I've seen this for years. I don't just watch the Jets. I watch a lot of football games. I have never seen blown calls like I've seen against the Jets. Just this game. You had two huge blown calls. You had the one on Justin Fields, which was terrible. It cost them a lot of points. And the worst call I think I've seen this year is the one, it didn't matter, but that was so bad. The one on Mason Taylor at the end of the game. The guy's going to be fined tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah. And he doesn't even get the call on the field. That's a call they'll call 1960 when you could take the guy's head off. They still would have called that penalty. And I don't know how that guy got away with it. And I just want to disagree with you on one thing. That Tua slide, that also was terrible. This year in the meetings, they said they wanted to penalize the fake slide, and they sent a memo to all the teams that they will not protect the late slide because teams are complaining about the fake slide. You know, the Mahomes.
Yeah, fake slide. I didn't think that was a fake slide or a late slide, to be totally honest with you. I just don't think there was that much contact to him. If you look at it, his head kind of does go back. He gets a little bit of like an elbow, and plus he's just sliding, and they're going to be overprotective about Tua. You have to be aware of that. Like, that should have been an emphasis during the week. Like, hey, guys, I know we can't touch the quarterback no matter who we play or what's going on or what week it is or who, like, we get it. But particularly with Tua, you can't go near him late. You just can't. You can't. And he dove over him. I don't think there was much contact there. I agree with you. And we know we baby these quarterbacks. You know why? Because did you watch the Bengals play last night? Like, you can't have backup quarterbacks playing in the league. You just can't. So I'm in favor of protecting the quarterbacks. I'm in favor of these penalties. I don't care. As much as they'll kill you when you get a bad one, and as much as you cry and it's unfair, and we're not even playing football anymore, and all the arguments against it, I get it. But I like watching football too much to injure quarterbacks. And Tua in particular, to me, that's on the coach. That's on the coach. He's got to tell them nowhere near him when he slides. Nowhere near him. It's unfortunate. It might cost you 5 more yards. He might give you the late slide, or he might, you know, keep running, and you got to deal with him going an extra 5 because you were being careful. That's just what you got to do. I'm sorry. This was a terrible game for the coach. Week 1 was promising. Week 2 was a disaster. The end of week 3, promising, clapping off the field, not the same old Jets. Week 4, come out flat as a pancake, making the same mistakes, penalty after penalty after penalty. This was a miserable night for the coach, a miserable night for this franchise. And I just, like, the Dolphins aren't good. And the Dolphins can be scored upon. The Dolphins, like, I know 21 points, it's not a disaster. You've got to be able to throw the football against them. That's what, they're terrible in the defensive backfield. Terrible. Daniel Jones picked them apart. They played fairly tough against Buffalo, I get it. But, like, this defense has been picked apart. The Jets aren't capable of doing it. The Jets have one of the more talented wide receivers in the league. He can make great plays. He's not used enough. They have a running back in Breece Hall who I think is as talented and as good at getting out of the, you know, catching balls out of the backfield as there is in the league. He's one of the top talented backs in the league, in my opinion. He doesn't manifest enough offense. Just a miserable night for Jet fans as they're 0-4. This was a game you had to win if you think you were going to have a season. Can't beat Miami. Can't beat Miami after they lose Hill. I mean, I just not good enough. Just not good enough. And this coach who's built on culture, we're not seeing it. We're not seeing it. Plain and simple. Not seeing it. Not seeing we're not seeing the benefits of his culture building and his accountability. You are not seeing the benefits. You're not seeing it manifest itself into better results. We're seeing the same things we saw. They absolutely 100% are the same old Jets, no matter how much he wants to scream they're not. 888-808-1019, McMonagle here with you. So we'll obviously talk a little Jets football. We could still talk Jackson Dart. We could still talk the demise of the New York Mets. I'm sure Met fans want to give it a break for a day. We heard from Stearns. We heard from the owner in a tweet where he apologized. I thought it was a very good tweet. And you could tell he's pissed off, and as he should be. The manager's coming back. They'll talk about the coaching staff. We did hear from Stearns. So anything Mets, we could still talk. And, of course, it's game day. It's game day. Yankees, Red Sox, tonight. 6 o'clock in the Bronx.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 2:32. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. 888-808-1019. You can watch us on YouTube as well, streaming live. Robert is in the group chat. Horrible monologue. Bashing a first-year head coach, but praising an overrated Dable. I've been killing Brian Dable. Last week, he decided to go to the young quarterback. And guess what he did? He won a football game against a very good Charger team. He deserves credit for the win. He deserves blame for the losses. He deserves blame for the last couple of years. I wanted to see what he could do with a young quarterback. And game one, positive. Positive. Not only did the quarterback play well, not only did the quarterback not turn the ball over, quarterback won the football game. When the Jets win a football game, I'll give some credit to the young coach. But Glenn came in here talking not the same old Jets. In particular, last week, defiant in the press conference. Defiant. Not the same old Jets. You guys throw that term around and it's BS. This is not the same old Jets. And then they put forth this performance with 13 penalties. Sorry. I wish I could be more lenient. I wish I could be more happy about it and go, well, it's a first year coach. La-di-da-di-da. It's 0-4 again. And this team's better than that. This team absolutely can go beat this Miami Dolphins team. Absolutely they can. They should be better than this Miami Dolphins team.
Brian Dable started his NFL career, I mean, better than this, but through four games, 3-1.
Yeah. 3-1 his first year. Again, this isn't about Brian Dable. I'm reading one comment. I'm trying to get people involved in the comments. But, I mean, that was... Oof, that was some performance. 888-808-1019. We'll get to everything else. I just saw Sauce Gardner, too, complaining about the referees in the postgame. And we can play it, actually. If you have it, Fleegs, we'll play it. Like, and again, Sauce Gardner is committing penalties. Sauce Gardner is getting beat. Sauce Gardner has, after week one, where I thought he played really well week one, I don't think he's had a good three games since. They paid him a lot of money, and they just lost their fourth game. They just lost their fourth game of the season. And instead of taking, and you ready for the word, accountability, this is what Sauce Gardner thought about the game after.
Finding ways to lose, just after a performance like this, what's the level of frustration in
you? I'm personally frustrated because I feel like, me personally, us not winning, like, because I watch football all the time. And I just feel like, I don't know if this is wrong to say, but I think I get called for more stuff just based off of us just not winning. I watch these winning programs and it'd be some egregious things and it don't get called, like, you know, letting the players play. Like, I got caught on something today where it's like I know the route, everything, and I'm just supposed to let him just push off at the top of the route. I'm seeing kind of steps, all that, like, he's not going to catch the ball regardless. I just feel like in general, even the Mike Evans ones, I just feel like us not winning is just, that's just what goes on. Like, if we don't win, and I feel like we don't get the calls that we should get, and we get called for the calls that we probably shouldn't get called for. So, I mean, obviously, that's not the only reason why I want to win. I want to win.
Oh, okay.
I don't like losing. You know what I'm trying to say? So.
At least at the end, he said that's not the only reason. I mean, come on. Come on. We're losing football games, so that's why they want us to lose. I mean, come on. And look, to be fair, caller mentioned it. And that driver, they end up scoring the touchdown to Wilson in the corner, makes that incredible catch. On that drive, yeah, there is a late hit on, who was it? Was it
Rucker? I think it was Rucker.
It was Rucker, yeah. There's a late hit on that drive. They come diving in on top of him after he's down on the ground. Absolutely, 100% should have been a 15-yard penalty late hit. There is no doubt about it. It was missed. There was one on a holding call that the Jets got on holding on them, and it absolutely was also illegal hands to the face. I believe on Tippmann, the helmet came off. That should have been a penalty. It should have been offsetting penalties and a repeated third down. Absolutely. The push-off on the non-touchdown to Garrett Wilson, the other great play he made in this game to keep his feet in on that ball, is... Did he extend his arm? I suppose there was also grabbing from the defender on his arm. I've seen much worse than that not be called offensive pass interference, without question. I mean, letter of the law, could you call it pass interference, offensive pass interference? Maybe he did kind of extend the arm, but that's a BS call. That should not have been offensive pass interference in this league. I never see that call made. So, yeah, there's no doubt. There's some penalties that should have been called and weren't. And there were a couple of calls that are probably ticky-tack that went against the Jets. Absolutely. That's not why they lost the football game. It's not why they lost the football game. It's not why they committed 13 penalties. It's not why they had three fumbles. It's not why they don't trust their quarterback to throw it on third and five. It's not why they lost. And it's not the main issue with this team. And that should not, absolutely not, be the takeaway of one of the leaders of this team who just got paid, who's supposed to be here and be part of turning the not the same old Jets into the new Jets. He's supposed to be the one getting the buy-in. He's supposed to be the team leader. He just got paid. They just rewarded him. And after their fourth loss of the season in as many games, he's standing there to the media when asked, why do you think you guys keep finding ways to lose? Well, I didn't really commit a penalty, you know, against Mike Evans last week. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? What happened to accountability? Dave in Arizona. What's up, Dave?
Yo, what's going on, C-Mac?
What's up?
I'm so pumped right now. First time caller. Biggest fan.
Thank you for making it all the way from Arizona. Look at you. Thank you.
Yeah. I really called about the Jets, but now that I'm thinking about it, they're not even worth talking about right now. They're so freaking bad.
Yeah. It's really unbelievable. But just, and I know that, even to be fair, I know the Giants won a football game, but just our football situation in general, both these teams. I mean, the idea that we're 1-7.
Jets. I don't mind the Jets, but they're so unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can't make them up.
It's bad.
And then a little bit about the Yankees.
Yeah.
I hope Yankees in two.
Yankees in two. I'm with you. This is a huge game tonight, and we'll get to it. I know there's people in the chat right now really want to talk Yankees. We'll get to the Yankees, the big game tonight. But Jets just played last night. Jets are 0-4. I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to talk Jets again. This might be the last time we talk Jets with any sort of fervor or passion.
I saw a good tweet earlier. Who wins a regular season game first, the Jets or the Knicks?
Yeah.
Because I think at this point, we're all accepted. Like, the hockey teams are definitely getting one before the Jets.
No doubt. And listen, here's the thing, too, man. And I hate to be this guy. It's only 4 weeks. When do we start talking about tanking? I mean, I hate to be the guy. And I know a couple of people on Twitter specifically who get mad about my thoughts on tanking, and there'll be a lot of, you know, other reporters and other football players and former football players are going to think I'm crazy. They're going to see the video of my zoomed-in fat face talking about tanking, and they're like, who is this loser who doesn't do his hair? Like, I get it. But, like, it's – are they better off winning or are they better off losing? Because they don't have a quarterback. That's for sure. Like, that's for sure. And if you need – it doesn't matter what I say or what I think. Watch them call the game. They know they don't have a quarterback. They know. Forget what I know. They know. So, like, forget, like, you, this is a quarterback heavy draft. You want to talk about a culture builder? You want to talk about not the same old Jets? Get a quarterback in the building. So, is it that time already? Are we talking about it's best for the Jets to just lose out here? It's not crazy. It's not. It's a little early. Don't get me wrong. It's still a little early. I don't want to give up on the season 0-4. I don't want week 5. But, yeah, to quote the great Yogi Berra, it gets late early around here. We are getting close to the idea of it's just better off to lose these football games. And, again, here's my point about the coach again. You're going to get to that situation where it's better for the team to lose. And, yes, it's better for the team to lose. I'm sorry what you think it is at this point. And you're going to have a coach that's talking about building a winning culture, and it's the reason why he's here. And those two things are going to contradict each other. And it's just going to put the franchise in a miserable place because the coach thinks winning 4 games is winning better than winning none. And I don't agree. I can't believe we're doing this again every year. Every year I'm doing this. I don't want to be this guy. I promise you. Look me. I don't want to be this guy. I don't want to root for losses. I don't. I don't like that guy. I don't like the mentality of that guy. Change the rules, NFL, please, for the sake of New York football. Install a lottery or something so that there's not a clear, guaranteed benefit of losing football games. Please. Because the logic won't allow me to think anything else. But I don't want to be this guy week 5. Thinking at the end of the game, you know, maybe they're down a touchdown drive and going, it's probably best if he throws a pick here. Robbie in Phoenix. What's up, Robbie?
Yes. This is going to be the last night that I'm going to rant about the Jets.
Yeah.
This is a poorly coached team. Aaron Glenn is not the guy. I think that's clear that already.
Well.
I hate to use this word because I lived through this administration. I think it's going to be Coatite 2.0. This team is dumb. It plays dumb. It plays to lose. I've almost watched the Jets almost as long as Joe, and I'm starting to sound like him now, every day.
Yeah.
So for my mental health, this is the last day I watch this team play. I can't take anymore.
That's it. You're boycotting. You're done. You're not watching the Jets anymore.
I can't do it. It's too painful.
Look, all right, Robbie, I want you to do something for me. All right, Robbie, I want you to do something for me. I want you to call in next week and tell me if you honestly didn't watch the Jets. I want you to call in next week. You don't have to yell about the Jets because I get you. We are getting to the point where it's no longer worth yelling about the Jets. But I want you to honestly call me up and tell, because it's hard not to watch your team, man. I don't care. It's hard. Good.
I watched the game with my 8-year-old nephew. He sounds like a mini Joe Bedingo.
Yeah,
watching
the
Jets.
I hear you, Robbie. It's very hard to instill any kind of confidence. It's very hard to get behind this team. It's very hard not to, you know, think that you're best served not, you know, letting your 8-year-old nephew or your son or your daughter or whomever is trying to get into football become a Jets fan. I get it. Same thing with the Giants. Like, again, you know, because he's him, you know, I get Brett in Long Island getting on me for, you know, not forcing my son to be a Giants fan or whatever. Like, you know, do you? I don't want to, you know, I buy him Giants stuff, but I can't make him root for the team. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to hold his, it is what it is. And in today's generation, unfortunately, I think it's just the kids in general and the way we do things and the way we're fantasy football and you see every highlight and They end up becoming fans of players more than teams these days. It sucks. I hate that. Rob in New London. What's up, Rob?
Hey, C-Mac. How's it going?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Hey, no complaints. No complaints. So, the same old Jets. It's funny, but the same old Jets have been like the same old Jets since 1960. Because 1961, because their first year it was 1960. Justin Fields, it's like he plays with three left feet. You know, I knew when they signed that guy, they weren't going to be able to move the football unless the play was broken. I mean, they're terrible on offense. I can't blame it on coaching. It's just Justin Fields, he can't get anything done on offense. I mean, don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's not very good at making decisions. He can throw the football. Like, he can throw the football 100. He can throw the football 80 yards or whatever, like, and he's obviously capable of running, and he's capable of turning a broken play into a 45-yard touchdown, as we saw in this game. But when it comes to a passing scheme, when it comes to decision-making, when it comes to going through progressions, making the smart decision and putting the ball in a window, I don't think he's capable of doing it at a level that wins you a lot of football games. No.
That play tonight, that's like Tecmo Bowl 1991, you know what I mean? That play doesn't, you can't even count that as an offensive play. Yeah, I mean, it was a 4th and 2. He should have been tackled, but, I mean, let's be real, Justin Fields is like trying to catch a fly with your, you know, a Daniel LaRusso. You know what I mean? But, so he's impossible to tackle, but you can't even count that play, C-Mac. I mean, and Sauce? Take his nickname away already. He doesn't deserve to be called Sauce. Let's call him Ahmed because he stinks. The guy hasn't been relevant since his rookie year. I mean,
he was relevant when they gave him the biggest contract to a cornerback in the NFL.
Well, yeah, his bank likes him because they can use his money to, they can use his deposits to, for investment. But that's it. I don't mean to be funny or anything like, well, yeah, I sort of do, but you know what I mean. He's overrated, at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, the team, okay. But anyway, have a good night. But that team, they are playing with, they're not playing with house's money, I can tell you that much. Take care.
No, you got, yeah, no, there's no house money with the Jets. House money. Like, yeah, I mean, look, this has just been, there's nothing positive come out of the Jets right now. I don't know what the positivity would be. And again, like when we look at both these teams, the Giants at least have a quarterback to turn to. That doesn't make them better. It just makes them a year ahead of schedule compared to the Jets. That's it. It doesn't make them better. It doesn't make them better well-run. It doesn't even make them better coached at the moment. Let's be honest. I'm not ready to tell you Brian Daboll's a better head coach, although he had success year one. But like, at least they have some positivity in hope. I don't know what the hope is with the New York Jets. I don't know what the hope is. The hope was really based on the coach coming in and changing everything. That was the hope. If you were looking for hope with the Jets, it's that they were so poorly coached with obviously Ulbrich, who was in over his head when they made the decision, but Saleh and Bowles and everybody in between, Gase, like they were so poorly coached and run that finally they were going to bring in a head coach who knew the franchise, who played for the team, who's a disciple of Bill Parcells, who around here is, you know, you say Bill Parcells and everyone gets all excited. Played for Bill Parcells, was a part of the structure that turned the Lions into a winning organization, which we saw them steamroll the Cleveland Browns yesterday or Sunday now. And he was going to come in, he was a part of the team, and this is the job he wanted. And he's just the right guy for the job. He's going to turn around the franchise. He's going to take down all the all gas, no brake signs. And he's going to bring in some real, you know, accountability and culture and change how the Jets play football. And I was watching the post game a little bit, and Gelbs was talking about this. And he's right. The expectations for the Jets, I mean, some people, I know Joe Beningo was like, how about make the playoffs? Like, I don't know if anybody honestly thought the Jets would make the playoffs this year with Justin Fields as I'm watching him cough up the ball. first time since 21 week two, versus the Patriots, they have they just got rid of the stat I was going to read for you. But obviously a disaster. You get the fumble here. But, like, it wasn't necessarily the expectations were so high with the Jets or anybody thought they were going to do anything crazy. You know, could if things broke right, could they be a playoff team? I suppose it was possible. But nobody really had that expectation. It's year one of a new coach. It's a quarterback who hasn't been successful in the NFL, although he's got some talent. It was supposed to be about watching this team play more competitive, more clean, a brand of football. And you haven't seen that. 13 penalties. We can quibble about some. But it's not like, you know, all of them were bad or all of, you know, this coach has done a bad job with this team. And it sounds like reports are that he was absolutely laying into the team in the locker room and that the reporters could hear it in the hallway or whatever. Like, he's probably furious right now. That was an extremely disappointing performance. And I don't know what's to be excited or positive about this team right now. You've got an owner who you have zero faith in, who was the laughingstock of the NFL last year, who story after story in The Athletic. The Athletic had a cottage industry of giving stories about this Jet owner. Like, that practically, you know, helped their subscriptions more than anything else. Story after story, their sons are making decisions based on Madden ratings and blah, blah, blah. And he's yelling at the quarterback while he's taking a shower and everything else. All the disaster that was the reports about this owner. So you've got an owner you have no faith in who has run this organization in a manner in which is embarrassing and does nothing to help the winning culture whatsoever, and he can't make a good hire to save his life. You've got a team that had the longest playoff drought in professional sports. And right now you've hired a coach that's supposed to at least begin the process of changing the same old Jets, and no matter how much he screams it, it's not happening. They brought in a quarterback who has all the talent and promise in the world, only one problem, he's not good at playing the position. Hasn't won anywhere he's gone. Last year, a corpse of Russell Wilson was still allowed to make a playoff start while he was on the bench. They had one promising game in week one, and they have completely been the same old Jets ever since. They find ways to lose, and I'm not sure where the light at the end of the tunnel is. This young, once promising young roster isn't getting younger. You've paid two guys here in Wilson and Sauce and locked them in, but outside of that, you know, NFL rosters change regularly. Do you trust Muji to begin that process? And if so, where are they going? You're looking at drafting and developing a young quarterback next year, and I don't know, but have you noticed that's difficult to do, and the Jets have been wildly unsuccessful at it? Like, I don't know what to say, or I don't know how to feel about the New York Jets where I can get any positivity out of it. Like, I don't know where to turn. As bad as it is with the Giants, and it's bad, at least there's Jackson Dart. Now, he wasn't incredibly good. He didn't throw the ball all over the place. In fact, the passing game looked rather suspect, and it's still a concern of mine. But he had some moxie, and they won a football game that nobody expected them to win. They were a touchdown underdog in the game against one of the more dominant teams through 3 weeks, and a coach who I think anyone would tell you is one of the best football coaches in the country. And I say that because it's college and NFL. And they won that football game. And they've got a pass rush, and they've got a quarterback. And they drafted Abdul Carter, who is starting to really make inroads into becoming the player you hoped he would be. And they went to the young quarterback who won his first game against a really good football team. There's some positivity coming out of that week. There's some thought that maybe, just maybe, the Giants are on their way to building something. Maybe. That you need to see a hell of a lot more. I'm not trying to tell you that I feel uber confident about that prospect, but at least I can kind of close my eyes and dream. I don't know what to do if I'm a Jets fan right now. I don't know where to go to feel better about this team. You've got a coach who talks about accountability and culture, and we've seen none. We got a quarterback who's young and talented, but is not an NFL quarterback that wins you football games. You've got an owner who has no clue what he's doing. You've got a roster that was young and talented, aging. You've got an offensive line that can kind of be good. You've got a wide receiver who's all-world talented, but no one to get him the football. You've got a running back who seems talented, but doesn't, even on a team that runs the football, doesn't seem to make an impact the way he should. I don't know. I'm struggling to find things to be positive about in any manner about the New York Jets. Heading into the season, it was the coach. Four games in, it's hard to feel that way.
You didn't like the fair catch at the 3-yard line?
No, I didn't like the fair catch at the 3-yard line. I didn't like a lot of what I saw. But yeah.
With nobody
near him. How are you doing giving up on your team? Is it a struggle for you? Are you enjoying it as much as you thought you would enjoy it? How do you feel in honestly trying to take a step back from this franchise because they have hurt you so?
So I knew I was going to be rooting against them week one against the Steelers, and right. I did, and I enjoyed it. I didn't, like, I wasn't rooting for them, but I didn't think I would enjoy it after that. I got to tell you, though, these last 3 weeks, I am getting a sick, perverse enjoyment out of it. I feel bad to the other Jets fans, but I'm loving this.
That's where we're at. A diehard Jet fan is loving them getting embarrassed by the Dolphins because things need to change. I still don't. That's hard. It's hard. Not a bone of you like starts to get like up. Not any of you gets annoyed. Your back doesn't get up as you watch it, or you're not excited as they're going down the field. There's no hope of.
No, like my first thought as Braylon Allen lost the ball was just to laugh. The moment where I got a little annoyed, because it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like what Sauce is talking about, he shouldn't be saying it.
Yeah.
But the stuff with the refs, I do think there's some truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like missing that late hit.
That's a bad call.
The entire crew should be fired.
Yeah. That is a terrible miss. And the broadcast was going off on it. And listen, that broadcast is an interesting, like, I think,
The word you're looking for is bad.
Yeah. It's not very good. Orlovsky does, like, I was laughing because he goes into the touchdown play, which he actually calls the touchdown play, kind of. He says, you got to watch field on the boot, which is kind of what they tried to run, and then he backs it out. But he goes, this could be one of those running things. That's what he said right before the snap. He's like, this could be one of those running things. I would worry about feel like, and just the way he said running things, I was like, oh my God, this broadcast is awful.
How about then he turns out to be somewhat right. When Fowler's giving you, all right, here's how far they need to get for Nick Folk, his career long, and Orlovsky, I would run. And then even Riddick's like, well, like, I don't know. And then they even show them in the booth. He's like, the only reason I would push back on that, and Orlovsky's like, no, I would run. And then the next play, I would run.
I know.
And they're both trying to like so gently tell him like, hey, Nick Folk has never hit a field goal this far. And now he does end up setting his career long.
Yeah.
But Orlovsky was still trying to set up something 10 yards more.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. There's nothing to like about that game. Not the broadcast, not what we watched on the field, nothing. All right. Let's turn the page because it is game day. And despite what Marco thinks, the new... I had to do it.
I barely got my ass in the seat.
Mr. The Blue Jays have to play with a winning mentality. Doesn't think the Yankees can win. But here we go. Cheap shots when he can't defend himself.
I mean, honestly. Just
cheap shots when he can't defend himself.
That don't make any sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
That makes sense.
You said, oh, you got to pitch this guy because I want a winning mentality. And then you go into it going, oh, they can't beat the Red Sox. I got a break. That's it. Tough noogies. You got it. I'm throwing cheap shots you can't take. That's it.
Super.
It happens.
8-8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.